Das kann so sagen, nicht mehr kannst du schlagen, wenn wir hören, sagen, dass du da alle. Nicht, dass du gut mit Milchas heute und Milchas Kinder neu ist. Fragen wir mal, we can understand why the Chattas Milcha becomes possible when it's over not Lashma. Because the Pasuk calls it a Chattas, and the Chattas becomes possible when over not Lashma. We learned the whole Mesechus Wachem. However, why does the Soitas Milcha become possible when it's over not Lashma? Every tomorrow, we have learned that Rav Nachman says there's a Xerish Shah between Chattas and a Soitas Milcha, which teaches, among other things, that if the Soitas Milcha is over not Lashma, becomes possible. In fact, more if so, an Ashram that is over not Lashma should also become fully possible because the Xerishav of Ovoin between Chattas and Asham, and for tomorrow, by Asham the word is Avoinoi, and by Chattas the word is Ovoin, and therefore we don't dash on Xerishav. Frech the Gemara, the Yeshiva Rishmal taught that even Vishav Akoin Ubuakoin, with different words, I could use Xerishav. Certainly Avoinoi and Avoin can be used. Also, even by Chattas, there's a puzzle that says Avoinoi. And for the Gemara, rather the Xerish Shava only teaches regarding something else, that just like the leftover money of a Chattas is used for an Adava, so too the leftover money of a Saita Mincha and an Ashram are used for an Adava. It doesn't teach regarding the Shema. Although we say the Xerish Shava always teaches regarding all halachas, and Xerish Shava the Mechza, that's, but regarding the Shema, the Chattas Pasuk says, Oiso, which teaches only a Chattas becomes puzzle when it's brought not the Shema. We're back to our question, then how do we know that the Chattas Mincha and the Saita Mincha become puzzle when they are brought not the Shema? And for the Gemara, we learn that a Chattas has to be brought Lishma because the Pasuk says, who? The Pasuk regarding these also say, who? Or the similar, he? And therefore, they have to be brought Lishma. For the Pasuk regarding Asham also says, who? And we should therefore also say that it's possible when it's over, not Lishma. And for the Gemara, the who written regarding an Asham is written after the burning of the pieces they go up on the Mizbech. And the Brisa says, this who therefore can't be used to teach the kashrus of a carbon regarding the halacha of Lishma. If so, for the Gemara, what does the who regarding written regarding an Asham teach Taka? And for the Gemara, teach the halacha of Huna, the name of Rav, that if an Asham was assigned to graze until he gets a mum, and someone took the animal and offered it without intent for any specific carbon, it's kosher as an oila. However, this is only after it has been transferred over to the shepherd to hold until he gets a mum. If it was offered before that was done, it would be possible. So, the Rav said, if the Oimer Mincha had the Kmitza done not Lishma, it becomes completely puzzle. The reason is that it's brought to be matter the new grain, and it wasn't brought for that purpose, so it's puzzle. The same can be said for the Ashram of a Nazir and the Ashram of a Mitzayr that were Shechta not Lishma, that they become completely puzzle because they have to be brought to begin the validation process of the owner, and they weren't brought for that purpose. Our Mishnah says that all Menachos with Kmitza was done not Lishma are kosher except for the Chattas Mincha and the Saitas Mincha. This seems to be the only exceptions. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah is only referring to Menachos of an individual, not of a Tzibur. Only to Menachos that are brought on their own, not to those brought along with an animal carbon. And only to those that don't have a set time to be brought, not to those that have a set time. Frechti Gemara. A Mishnah says that all Karbanos that are Shechta not Lishma are kosher, but they don't fulfill the obligation of their owners except for a Chatz and a Pesach, which are fully possible of Shechta not Lishma. These seem to be the only exceptions. And for the Gemara, since there are some Ashamites, like the Asham Gezeres and Meilis, which are kosher if Shechta not Lishma, the Mishnah couldn't just say Asham is an exception and say it's possible when Shechta not Lishma, because it's not true for the entire category. Why are these Ashamites, meaning the Asham Gezeres and Meilis, taka different? Why don't we say that since they're brought to bring a Kapara and they were not brought for that purpose, they should become puzzle. And for the Gemara, Yirmiyah said, we find that the Torah makes a difference between a carbon that brought as a kapara and one that's brought to validate a person. A carbon brought for a kapara can sometimes be brought after the death of the person, even though it can't achieve a kapara at that point in time. This shows that we bring a carbon of kapara even though it will not fulfill its intended purpose. That's why the Hashem Gezeiros and Me'ilas are kosher even when they're offered not Lishma, even though they won't fulfill the obligation of the owner. On the other hand, we never find that a validating carbon is brought after death. This shows that a validating carbon is not valid if it cannot accomplish its intended purpose. Reflect the Gemara, Yehuda, son of Rav Shimon ben Paziyas, we find that the validating karbanos of the Nazir, meaning the oil and the shlomim, are at times brought even after his death. And for the Gemara, our Papa said, Rabbi Yirmiyah meant that we never find that a validating karban that is the only way that the person can be validated may be brought after his death. A Nazir could become validated without the Asham and the oil as long as he brings his chatos, and therefore we can't bring a proof from over there. Reflect the Gemara, Bryce, that clearly says that the Asham of a Mitzayr that was Shechta not Lishma is still offered on the Mizbeach. Or says in Echanami, this is Tuyufta of Rav.